Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Sagazi punchy, hammer on to a show. Shipping with gin, our rocky with sneaker to la lavender, a grass carpet. Shipping with gin, our rocky with sneaker to shipping with gin, our rocky with sneaker to shipping with gin, our rocky with sneaker to la lavender, a grass carpet. Yang cannot show Africa and swimming growth with the Ningwasia Caracia.
Cafe Atija. 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 Cafe
Atija. Cafe Atija. Cafe Atija. Come and shine and make like gold out of me. These are oceans and bodies. My music, oh, my music. Show
I got baby jet. Got my mama who on fit. Baby jet. No repeat, no surrender. I'm on fit again. I just say Akuma, Linda, Barbara, Monica, Jessica, Pamela, Sarah.
Mercury. And it's all on 103.9 FM, the best radio station on this side of the sun. I'm so excited because we have let me see a few hours. All right, to Africa's biggest DJ event. Really exciting. Saturday we're having a swell. We're having a big time at the Palms Convention Center where there's going to be the Guinness Ghana DJ Awards. They call it the DJ's Grammys. Earlier today there was the Ghana DJ Clinic where we had amazing personalities share, you know, insights with DJs on how to take their business to the next level. At this time, we are going to treat a very, very important subject connected to the 2025 World AIDS Day, an international conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa. And of course, we know that GAC is collaborating with GHANET Gannett to mark the 2025 World AIDS Day with a health walk. On the same day, we're going to have the Ghana DJ Awards. And of course, it would be great to walk and be fit in the morning and of course, go to party at night. Now, it forms part of efforts to heighten awareness, HIV prevention and reduce stigma. You know, stigma has been, you know, the biggest problem when it comes to HIV. And of course, it's great to know that these amazing organizations are actually putting this together. The walk actually is going to start from Ayimensa Toll Booth and will end at Pedriasi opposite the Presidential Lodge. But hey, I've got, maybe I should call them the horses. I mean, we want to hear it from the horses' whole mouth right here. Welcome, gentlemen. We have Deputy General of Programs, GAC, Mr. Derek Opon Ajari here with us. President of the Ghana HIV and AIDS Network, Mr. Ennis Amwabin Otsin. Welcome.
Thank you.
Right. I always get excited to, you know, to treat this subject, and it's good to have you. We have been doing a lot of, you know, live presenter mentions about this subject. Let's start with you, Mr. Opon Ajari. World AIDS Day will actually be climaxed with a health walk, 29th November. On 3rd December, Ghana will be hosting the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa. What is the significance of these two events for Ghana and the global HIV response?
Thank you, and my greetings to your viewers. One, there is the assumption that HIV is no longer a serious health condition.
Right.
That is incorrect. Mm. So Ghana Aids Commission, the Ghana Health Service, GANET, and all stakeholders, we want to come out in a very big way, fantastic way, to create public awareness that we are not yet out of the woods. And coincidentally, the 23rd ICASA is also being hosted by Ghana, the first of its kind. So, when HIV is no longer out of the woods and we do not have enough money, funds are dwindling, there's one thing human beings have always: human resource.
Right.
Why don't you bring all the experts together, come up with ideas? Are there ways of coming up with resources or a cure without investing so much money? So the ICASA are bringing all these people from across the five continents. Though it's an African works conference, all experts in HIV, TB and malaria from across the world are convening in Ghana to come and share with us the ideas. So we're going to harvest ideas from all these people. So with this pool of ideas to support the national response to HIV, we hope to come up with a very wonderful program, and hopefully ideas to do so much with the little that we have now.
Right.
So this is how, this is the big significance of what we have on Saturday. On
I love that. To do so much with the little that is available, and that is the way to go. Now, how will the health walk and the International AIDS Conference complement each other in advancing the response to HIV and AIDS?
That is a very brilliant question. The conference is from next week, 3rd to 8th, and the health walk is this Saturday. The global theme was overcoming the disruption, transforming the AIDS response. But then we said, if Africa is coming to Ghana, why don't we have a sub-theme for Ghana this time? Africa unites against HIV and AIDS. So that the health book will be a primer, as it were, to the conference that Ghana, if you've forgotten or if you do not know, a big international event is imminent just next week. So we are walking down the streets from Mensa up there to the presidential lodge to create awareness and let people know that ICASA is happening live in Accra for the first time in the history of our dear country. So that we want to let people know.
Right, very significant, happening in Accra for the first time, and of course that's why there's so much excitement around that. Now I'm going to move to the president of Gannett, Mr. Ernest Amwabing Otten. Well, we want to talk about purpose, expectations, mobilization. So let me ask you, Mr. Ernest, what is the main purpose of the health walk, and what specific message do you hope participants will take away?
All right, thank you very much, and a very good afternoon to all your listeners. And before I go ahead, let me just say that I like your voice so much.
Wow, thank
you. Very, very captivating.
Thank you so much. Especially when it's coming from you.
Yes, so Ghana HIV and AIDS Network, Gannett, we are a civil society organization.
Right.
Established in 1996. And since 2002, we have been on the board of the Ghana AIDS Commission as one of the CSO arms, representing the fight against HIV and AIDS in the national response. So we have a very good collaboration with Ghana AIDS Commission. We have been working with them all this while. And this is the third year we are hosting or organizing this health walk. And this time we have deepened the collaboration with Ghana AIDS Commission by using the health walk to also celebrate the World AIDS Day.
Right.
So previously there will be a Durba on 1st December to mark the World AIDS Day. But this time Gannett GAC want to deepen the collaboration. So we are using just that single event, the health walk, to now celebrate the work and then the World AIDS Day.
Right.
So this year there will be no separate day, but after the work, all the stakeholders in the national response will meet, and then we will celebrate the World AIDS Day together. So if you ask about the purpose, that is it. One, we want to create awareness, as right. Mr. Ajari said.
Right.
Because many people seem to think that the disease is gone. In fact, these days, you talk about HIV, people say, are you sure the disease is still here?
Yes.
You know, so we want to remind people that in the year 2024, we had 15,000 new infections. In the year 2024, we had 12,000 deaths. So the disease is still very much present with us, and we need to create awareness about it. So we are using the health work to, one, create awareness about HIV and AIDS, and then two, to also celebrate the World AIDS Day, and then three, make some noise about ICASA, because ICASA is the biggest HIV and AIDS conference, in fact, on the African continent.
Right.
Some even argue that it is the second largest after the International AIDS Society conference.
Right.
This is the biggest HIV conference
in the world.
People are coming from all over the world. And so we have spent about 3,000 participants from all over.
Wow.
So it is a big moment for us as Ghana. And we need to showcase what we have as a country. Our hospitality, our culture, our tourism. This is an important opportunity for us to showcase that to the world.
Right.
That is why we are using this health work to also create awareness about ICASA.
Well, that's beautiful. And I want to say congratulations.
Great
job you've got going on there. In case you just tuned in, you are with Mercury Quay on the biggest drive time show on radio, The Cruise Control. And we are talking HIV. We are talking AIDS prevention. And, of course, some exciting activities that have been put together to make sure awareness is trumpeted. Now, I want to find out, we're talking about health prevention, community engagement. How does a health walk contribute to HIV prevention, awareness, and a stigma reduction? How does it?
So, like you mentioned, we need to keep fit. So, each and every one of us will have that responsibility to exercise regularly. So, symbolically, we want to use the day to remind all of us that we need to keep fit.
Right.
So we are going to exercise. When you are living with HIV, one of the key things you need to do is to watch your diet and then also the exercise. You need to really keep exercising every day, because exercising boosts your immunity.
Yes.
And that helps you to fight the disease. So exercising is very, very important. And then we are using this particular occasion to remind people about the need for all of us to keep our immunities very, very, very strong. Now, you know, the Ayi Mensah stretch where we have chosen is a very popular location these days for people
for fitness
yes.
Right.
And lots of people come there on Saturdays to exercise. So we are going to use the occasion to talk to all of them about HIV and AIDS. There will be lots of condoms on distribution that day. We're also going to distribute HIV self-test kits. You know, we have kits where now you can test by yourself.
Right.
So we're going to give out a lot of these self-test kits. The media will be present, and we are hoping that the media will also trumpet the event so that the whole world will see it. In fact, we have a special social media strategy to make sure that we get this thing to go viral on social media, because we know young people these days spend much of their time on social media. So we want to make sure that we can catch them on social media and use the occasion to send out a lot of messages on HIV prevention and HIV treatment, HIV care, and all of that.
Right. Amazing. President of GANET, Mr. Ernest Amwabe Otin. Of course, I'm going to pick a few words from the Deputy Director of Programs, GAC, that's Mr. Opong Ajari. So, sir, what makes ICASA important at this time for Ghana and the region?
Like I said earlier, when your resources, your financial resources dwindle, you need to fall on other resources like human resource, intellectual historical resources. Research has been conducted into HIV and AIDS, TB, malaria, and other cancers that we do not know about.
Right.
It could be that there are some things happening out there that are not happening in Ghana. When we bring everybody to Ghana, tell us what you are doing out there. What is the, what are the best ideas out there? We want to harvest all these things. Then this will be used to inform national strategy, because as I talk to you now, the national strategy plan for HIV and TB are currently being evaluated.
Right.
So more than any other time in history, harvesting these ideas from experts will help us to get the best strategic plans for our country. So you come, we harvest your ideas, then it informs Ghana's plan. Then once again, we have the plan that others can come and come from. And most importantly for ourselves, it will help us to design better prevention strategies. And this is why this conference is so important in the national response. Yeah.
Right, that's great. So let's talk about themes. What key themes or issues will the conference focus on?
Four main themes. One on the need to strengthen health systems.
Right.
People living with HIV and all these health conditions are littered across the country, not only in urban areas. How do we strengthen our health so that everybody can be equitably served? So we want ideas on that. Then this, all these health conditions, HIV, malaria, STIs, they are emerging threats. Like when people do not use drugs for a very long time, they get resistance. So that the drugs do not become effective. How do we respond to that? Then community empowerment. The people that we live with in our houses, in our churches, in our mosques, right. How do we make fellow human beings feel? How do we trample on their human rights? How do we embrace them as our friends?
Right. Because
it is a very psychological pain to be living with your friends, your family friend will be discriminating against you. So within the community context, what are the best practices that we can learn to sell to our people? Then the last theme is sustainable financing.
Right.
There's been a significant dip in international funding for HIV and all these diseases. That does not mean that we should rest on our oars. As long as we've not eliminated these health conditions, we must come up with ways, strategies to finance all these prevention on a sustainable keel. So we want to use this conference to also tap ideas from our colleagues on how we can enrich sustainable funding for these health conditions in Ghana.
Amazing, right here, 103.9 FM. At this point, I'm sure the listener is asking, well, is this an event that's meant for a group of people or it's open to all? So I think you handle that. How can listeners participate or support these two major events?
All right, thank you very much. So let me start with ICASA.
Right.
So if you want to participate in ICASA, as my colleague just mentioned, is coming off 3rd December.
Right.
Up to 8th December.
3rd to 8th?
Yes.
Okay.
At the Accra International Conference Center. You need to register.
Okay.
To be part of the event. But then there's also a community village. There are two parts.
Right.
So there's a main conference and then there's also a community village. The main conference, you need to register $300.
Right.
Yes. And then the community village, that is open.
Right.
So anyone can just come in and see what the various CSO groups are doing.
Right.
That's very much open.
Okay.
And we encourage people to come in their numbers to see. Let's show the world the kind of hospitality we have as Ghanaians. Let's show the world our tourism, our culture, our food, everything. Let's show the world. So we're encouraging people to come to the Accra International Conference Center on Wednesday up to 8th. You can choose any of the days to come around and see what is going on. But if you want to register, you can go to the SAR website. There's a website by the Society for AIDS in Africa.
Right.
You can go to their website and then all the registration formalities.
All right. So what do I enter on my phone, laptop, computer if I want to visit that website?
So you can just search for www.saa.org.
Okay.
That's SAR.
So then, SAA.org.
Yes,
right.
Those are the organizers of ICASA.
Right.
Then for the health walk, again, it's also open to the public.
Right.
And if you want to join us, just join us at Ayi Mensa. And once you identify yourself and say you are a listener of Mercury Queen and you are ready to work with us, we will make a t-shirt available to you.
Wow.
And then you can join us.
The key word is Mercury Queen.
Yes,
that's
just
your code.
Yes, your code.
Right.
And I'm saying this because we've already registered some participants who are coming from different parts of the country. We've made some buses available at different locations and they can join from there. And the one of the high points of this health walk is what we call the Kenke party.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
You don't want to miss the Kenke party.
I wouldn't miss that. I love Kenke, you know.
So after the walk, when all the speeches have been given and everything has been done,
the Kenke moment,
Kenke party.
Okay,
you know. But I like I told you, this is the third time we're having the health walk, and those who are coming back, they're coming back, all of them, I see, because of the Kenke. So you don't want to miss the Kenke
party.
You
don't want to miss that.
If you're happy to be around Ayi Mensa on Saturday, you can join us and then let's have fun up there.
That's voice of Mr. Ernest Omwabi Otin. Of course, this really, really sounds exciting. So we've been talking about how to engage after both events, beyond the walk and, of course, beyond the conference. They've shed a lot of light on these significant events, you know, that are happening. And, of course, this community you must join if you actually care about HIV prevention and management. Right. So I want to know, just before you say goodbye, what would be your, and this I'll take from both of you, what's your message to Ghanaians about HIV prevention, testing, treatment and stigma reduction as we mark World AIDS Day?
Thank you, Mercury, for this wonderful question. Men transmit the virus 3 times more than women.
Right.
Let me repeat that one. We men, we transmit the virus
three times
more than women. So, as we start this health work prior to Christmas, I'm appealing to all women, all mothers, all sisters of mine, that request from your spouses that your Christmas present should be an HIV test kit result. Come over, we'll give you one. Then when your spouse tests and he is negative or non-reactive, you are safe.
Right.
If he's not, treatment is free. So please, our appeal to our ladies to romantically and passionately appeal to their husbands or spouses who transmit the virus more than them to come to join us and have this self-test. You can do that in the comfort of your home. We know the result, then it will help us to plan well. So this is an appeal to your listeners.
Right. Thanks so much. So we Charlie, this is, I mean, that message is a present on its own. You know, you just give a present. Thanks so much. What would be your message?
So my final message is that last year we started an initiative we call the End of Year Safe Sex Campaign. And in this campaign, we encouraged people to adopt less risky sexual behaviors. As we enter the Yuletide, we are going to have a lot and lot and lot of activities. In fact, the parties and the concerts have already started. And sometimes people just let go of themselves in the craze of the moment, having fun and all of that. All we are saying is that if at this point you are HIV negative, make sure that you go through the festivities at the end of the year and still remain
negative.
And the surest way to do that, one, is to test and know your current status.
Right. First.
So, yes, test right. and know your current status. So if you test and you are negative, make sure that if you have to do anything, we are not encouraging anybody to go and have sex.
Right.
But just in case you decide
have to yes.
be responsible.
Right.
Use a condom to protect yourself. We've seen that these days, the young ladies especially, they are more afraid of pregnancy than STIs.
Which
is very dangerous.
Yes.
As for pregnancy, you'll be bringing home a human being.
Mm.
But if you get an infection,
you'll be taking away a human being.
You know what it
yes.
means. So we're encouraging people
yes.
to protect themselves. Nobody should get HIV this Christmas period and become part of the statistics. And if you care to know, the statistics are that at the moment, there are estimated 334,000 Ghanaians living with HIV. I repeat, 334,000. Last year, we had 15,000 new infections.
Hmm.
15,000 new infections. And we had 12,000 deaths. So let's be reminded that HIV is not gone. HIV is very much with us. So all of us, let's protect ourselves and let's stay HIV free. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 12,000 deaths are recorded. And definitely, all we are saying is that we don't want it to be 12,001. Of course, the GAC is collaborating with Gannett to mark the 2025 World AIDS Day with a health walk on the 29th of November. It forms part of efforts to heighten awareness, HIV prevention, and reduce stigma. The walk starts from Ayime Nsato booth and, of course, ends at Pedriasi opposite the Presidential Lodge. Ghana is also hosting the International Conference on AIDS and STI this year from 3rd to 8th December. Now, the two events are an opportunity for Ghana to assess its response to HIV and see how it begins to strengthen it. We have been talking to the Deputy Director General of Programs, GAC, Mr. Derek Opon-Ajari, and the President of the Ghana HIV and AIDS Network, GANET, Mr. Ernest Amoabing Austin. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us, and of course for sharing so much light on this. We'll be there on the 29th, and of course we'll join this community so we stay together beyond that to continue with our awareness and, of course, protection. When I say protection, protecting each other from this menace. Thanks so much. Hit 103.9 FM, Cruise Control with Mercury Quay.
On Saturday, the 29th of November, experience an incredible night of music as Ghana comes alive with the biggest DJ culture night. It's the 13th Guinness Ghana DJ Awards. Powered by Smirnoff, who wins what? Who wears what? As the best dressed attendee, get a free stay at the Aqua Safari. Kind courtesy Wakana. We want to see you at the Palms Convention Center on the 29th of November. It's going to be epic. Don't miss the back-to-back jams by the hottest DJs and your favorite music stars. Call your party crew and let's celebrate the biggest night of music as we recognize our iconic DJs. Oh yeah. Get your tickets now by dialing *714*888#. Tickets are also available at Joy FM, Signature Lounge and Airport Shell. For table reservations, call 0547-586-289. The Guinness Ghana DJ Awards is powered by Smirnoff. Sponsors, Waka Now, Franco Trading, Easy Grub GH, Walla Mineral Water, Dennis Pizza, Totulum, and produced by Mercury Republic. Media partners, Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM, Joy Prime TV, WhatsApp TV, GH Media Hub, The Radio Advertising People, and My Joy Online. The 2025 Guinness Ghana DJ Awards. Shake the floor!
One side, one side, shoulder, 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 shoulder.
Electrical appliance bane a wopato. Say your mobile phones with to say Nokia, Samsung, Infinix, any phones a hood wonina. Smart TVs, air conditioners, chest freezer, double decker, tabletop fridges, and a washing machine, microwaves, blenders, CCTV camera. Any call Franco. Franco electrical appliances. A durable and very energy efficient. Wasans what it bonus. Borough branch BAB. wo ne kwaji electrical appliances a eye papa na ne boofo efri franco anafre 0246422338 ena 0555939311 ana www.francotrading.com na uto adi o online ubetimi anya up to 40% discount electrical appliances papa pa ifi eye ba kupe eye franco.
Luck is everywhere for everyone.
The winning season is back, but this time I am collecting the wins like jollof at a wedding. The luckiest season 3 is here. Your chance to flip your luck or maybe your bank account too.
Two easy ways to join. Dial *712#. Hit 1 to buy for you or 2 to gift a friend. Feeling lucky? Pick 1 for a random number or hit 2 to choose your own. Pay with mobile money. Done. You're in.
Or go to theluckiestafrica.com. Click community tickets. Choose your number or let the system do so for you. You can buy a ticket for your boo or your favorite barber, pay with Mumu or card if you're abroad.
One ticket could turn your one Ghana CD into 500 times more, and the whole community could win 10 times over.
Dial *712# or log on.
Let's get lucky together because luck is everywhere.
Ghana, are you ready? Attention, all DJs, it's that time of the year again. The turntables are heating up and the spotlight is on you. It's the Hits FM Hottest DJ 2025. Do you have the skills to drop the beats that shake the crowd? Can you move the masses, keep the energy high, and own the night? This is not just another competition. This is where talent meets opportunity, where the best DJs battle for the crown and glory. If you've got the passion, the fire, and the beats to prove it, it's time to sign up. Registration is open now. Send your name, stage name, age, years of experience to our WhatsApp line 0559-691-797. Don't wait. Don't hold back. Be bold. Be heard. And show the world your talent. Hottest DJ 2025. Who is bringing the heat? Hits FM Hottest DJ is powered by Joy Prime. Hits Hottest DJ. Unearthing unique talents.
Black Friday with Victor Electronics. November, yeah. Be very bubutu. Black Friday cash price. It was Victor Electronics. Yerimo, up to 90% discount. Vranaba Tanzama, why you have world leading brands beating their Samsung, Nasco, TCL, LG, Media, Room, Infinix, Techno, and the iPhone. So 1.5 horsepower AC. Nienchao Kettle for 2,899 Ghana cedis. 32-inch TV near 949. For double door refrigerator. Near more free kettle for 1,899 Ghana cedis. Tabletop refrigerator near 1,399 Ghana cedis. 7 kg washing machine. Ah, yes, the iron akahu. Here 1,499 Ghana cedis. Gas cooker. Here 1,499. Ajin Hoda. Kettle na blender. Here carbo for 220 Ghana cedis. Victor Electronics. Ah, yeah, wawa.
Victor Electronics wa kaswa. Ninya no panodo. Friend 0552-202854. Another 0552-195-025. Ebesene hunwa finya mataheko. Oben hot oven. Victor Electronics, your electronics superstore.
Wednesday and Saturday, Naganja with the gunky def. Run them for Hit FM. Tune in, make you can feel them. You cannot miss the gun, gun, gun. Program to don, don, don. If you want know the pump, pump, pump. Chacha, we can't get them. Run away, we can't feed them. Well done, take a compliment. Jana Niger, we can't get them. Chacha, we can't get them. The brown new, we can't feed them. Well done, take a compliment. Jana Niger, we can't get them. What do be your dog, don't be a lag, brother.
All that you need to do is tune in and get some with Ganja Agenda.
Ganja Agenda. Wednesdays na for 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays na from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and na ETI they host them.
Hoorah!
Hooray! The Kufuor Scholars Program, KSP, is 10 years. Under the vision and the initiative of President John Ejikum Kufuor, KSP has over 200 alumni and 90 scholars currently under training to become the next generation of transformational leaders committed to integrity, service and excellence for Ghana and Africa. KSP equips tertiary students with values-driven leadership, civic responsibility, and practical skills through mentoring, training, field projects, and community service, complementing formal education with leadership skills. We have now opened to include other African nationals studying in Ghana to widen access and multiply our impact globally. Now, we look ahead to expand the impact through the completion of the Kufuor Center for Leadership and Governance in University of Ghana, a hub for training, research, policy dialogue, and innovation. Be part to sustain this hope for Africa. Donate now to our account, Bank of Africa Ghana. Account name, JAKF Kufuor Scholars Program. Account number 033-128-0244 or via MTN Mobile Money on 054-610-8140. For more information, log on to KufuorFoundation.org. Indeed, the sharpest minds need the finest advice.
If I catch this visa man, I swear my father can turn at all. He go regret the day them born him.
Oh, chairman, why you vex like this?
You know with this collection man, where say he go help me sort out my visa after chopping my money. He know they give me stories. I for go Dubai next week, so Charlie.
Oh, chairman, you let the lalasu lala people do you. Wait, but you know here of Waka Now.
Masa, we Waka Now. Who the Waka for here?
Now you, of course. Who else? See, Waka Now go sort you out with all the visas to countries like UK, Dubai, China, and more. Plus, cool flight deals, hotel, and tour packages, whether for local or international. Make you just visit www.wakanow.com for bookings.
Oh, Bossu, you say what? www.what again?
www.wakanow.com. Whenever you think travel, think Waka Now.
Call 0242-435-515. Follow Waka Now Ghana. Visit wakanow.com.gh. Download our app or walk into our travel centers in Accra, Kumasi, Takoradi, and Tamale. Waka Now. Let's go.
Cruise control.
Cruise control.
Cruise control.
dog. Don't be a dog.
Dr. Shine in the place. Time for You Say Wait Team live on Hits 103.9 FM. Echo Bank, a better way, better Africa. Syntex Tank, a strong, a tough. Betway, get way more. MTN, everywhere you go. Pay Trust, where transactions meet trust. Franco Trading, phone Papa Parfie, and the Guinness Ghana DJ Awards. Shake the floor. Dr. Shine.
Mercury.
Let's do this.
It's looking good.
It's looking good.
Definitely everything is looking good.
Everywhere.
Every hood, every corner, every block.
Every hood and every block. Of course, big shout out to Stone Boy. Yeah, big shout out to Stone Boy. Yeah.
The president.
It's looking good.
Of the Beam Nation.
Yeah.
So
you know, Arnold, look it up.
Man. Global.
Yeah, let's have audio. Where's Arnold?
Apologize.
Arnold's gotta apologize. Big shout out to Grace. My one and only Grace.
Grace.
My one and only Grace.
Then we know say yeah. There is Wala.
Yes.
Grace.
Once there is Grace, there is Wala. You know, and of course, you know, we'll be, you know,
Banshee,
you know, very, very soon. So,
marriage, now
we'll put an announcement out there. You know, so
you go wear beautiful ring,
my one and only,
yeah.
So, yeah, you know, you know, while I will be live at the Guinness Ghana DJ Awards, Wala Water is official water. For the 2025 Guinness Ghana DJ Awards. And 80 formerly HL Tigo, its official network for the 2025 Guinness Ghana DJ Awards.
Bam.
Every winner on stage this year every winner on stage.
It might be that if you can bring something on board again.
Hey, that's a sign.
We not say if you come award every winner.
Every winner
will get plaque.
Yes. Uh-huh. But beyond that, every winner is getting unlimited. That's a sign.
Unlimited.
Guinness Ghana DJ Awards 2025. Every winner is getting unlimited bundles and calls.
Wow. Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Wow.
Just talk.
Just talk.
For winning. Just talk. And browse.
Bam yada. Bam yada.
Unlimited. So this year, dear. And then voila. And let's say a big thank you to our latest sponsor. Cowbell Coffee. Cowbell
Coffee.
Yes.
Awesome.
So they're on board and you know it's looking good. The event is gonna be live on Joy Prime television.
Of course.
So and it's just looking good. Bishra to Stone Boy Bernie Tan performing live. Beam Nation.
Ah boy.
Bishra to Famie performing live.
A boom.
We have Wendy Shay.
Ah.
Samini
ready.
Sam Samini Mini. Kwabna Kwabna. DJ Lord OTB.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, one amazing DJ called DJ and MC.
DJ and MC.
Called Mercury Quay. He's also live on the day.
Hey. Mercury Quay is live on the day. So hey.
You know, so watch out. You know, yeah, it's looking good. We're going to talk to the guys at Junction Mall, but before that, what's happening today?
Before that, issues there, you know, say, as I speak to you right now, people have gone back to a certain video, and they watch them back to back. The father, people are gathered watching La Paz Toyota from Guru. La Paz Toyota from Guru, you know, say, this song Guru dropped them years ago, but then today, people gather. Where did they watch this particular video? Yeah, we'll get into this discussion. It's not looking good for Guru as it stands. You know, they look good because people are even calling him names. The father, we'll get into this particular discussion here on this show. You know, see, yesterday a discussion started here. Yeah, and now
It's
global.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere. You know, they can discuss what we discuss.
Exactly.
You
know, exactly. And today, we are getting back to that discussion and we enter a new angle. So everybody for setup.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Setup. We can't change
the dynamics.
You know, so this is, you say, waiting live on the cruise control. And you know how we do it. If you are driving, park. If you are riding, park. Drop your name, drop your location. Let's give you a big mention. You know, say, today is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Boom, we are shaking the floor. Drop your name, drop your location. Let's give you a big mention on the big show. This is, you say, waiting live on the cruise control. But then let's say special shouts to man like DJ Toyo. DJ Toyo. The father. DJ Toyo. Top-notch man. And I like the fact, say, you know, say, he get two nominations.
Right.
Two nominations. He secured two top nominations this year. Record Promoter of the Year and Event DJ of the Year. The father.
Right.
Record Promoter of the Year.
And Event,
DJ of the Year. And you know what, you know, the man, DJ Toyo, he do this year. So I know, say, things go happen. But then, me, I tell you already, say, this year, if you channel your vote for the ultimate towards the man Slyking, the father, you know the wonders will happen today on X.
Before we move to X, I didn't mention that today we had the Ghana DJ Clinic. And we had amazing speakers, including Ghana's former deputy minister for
tourism,
art, and
culture.
Honorable Mark Okrekumante. He shared insights. It was epic. It was beautiful. So I want to say a big congratulations to all the DJs who turned up. And there's this DJ, there's this picture that I want us to share. You know,
sharing is caring.
The event was attended by two key personalities in our awards this year.
Two key personalities.
DJ Lord OTB and DJ Sly King.
Hey!
And you should have been there to see DJ Sly King and DJ Lord OTB sitting not even, let me say, 5 feet apart.
Not even five feet apart. Wow.
Not up to 5 feet apart. So it was it was beautiful. And
I could imagine that time. Yes. The tension where they're going for what.
One thing I wish I could do was to get to know what was going through there.